Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, welcome. Good to have you, Debbie. What's on your mind?
I'm just calling with hopefully a simple question. My son was just recently diagnosed with ADHD through a pediatrician, combination of a pediatrician and a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
He's 11 years old, and we've always kind of known there's been something wrong with him, but didn't want to admit it.
What are the symptoms that worried you?
Socialization, a little awkward when it comes to socializing.
That's not necessarily ADHD. ADHD, almost by definition, is a learning difficulty. It's not a socialization difficulty.
Well, he has no problems learning. He has very high grades.
It sounds more... Why would some attention deficit disorder really has to do specifically with learning? I mean, he may have Asperger's, which is, again, I'm not sure exactly what that term means these days.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being that he doesn't socialize very well, but that's not the same.
Right. That's what I'm saying as a parent. In my gut, I'm thinking this is the wrong diagnosis.
Yeah.
And when we went to see the counselor, I was explaining to him my worries, and he said I worry too much.
Well, that's charming.
Yeah, just to let him be. And I thought, well, how can I come back to you again any concerns?
No, exactly. The therapist, you know, if you don't agree with me, then you don't understand the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's charming. Tell me about your son. Let's focus on him for a minute.
You're telling me
he does very well at school.
Yes, very bright. Always been very bright. But last year, which was fourth grade, a brand new teacher that he had, it was her first year teaching, and she was worried about him and said he had problems focusing, which every teacher in the past has said.
Well, focusing is a different issue.
Yes. We've said that we always thought his focusing was because he's bored, because his grades are really excellent.
Okay.
Grade A student.
Okay.
And he has a cousin who skipped two grades.
What does having a hard time focusing mean when you're making straight A's?
Not paying attention.
Well, but that's because he doesn't have to. He's bored.
Mm-hmm. He's disrupting the class. They're all trying to learn.
Disruption, I get.
He's shouting out the answers.
Yeah, but somebody is taking what is a social problem.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of putting it into a pigeonhole that doesn't seem to me to be the least bit appropriate. It sounds to me he needs to skip a grade,
mm-hmm.
unless he's really socially immature, so that he's more challenged, so that he actually has to pay attention to figure out what's going on. But to say a kid has no focus and is making straight A's, what they mean is he's a behavioral problem because he can pick it up so quickly that he doesn't pay any attention and starts looking for attention other places, so he's disrupting other kids. That's not ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
That's a disruptive kid. Who's bored out of his mind.
Mm-hmm. And he's very weepy as well. That was my other concern.
He's very,
very weepy. Always has been. And I'm not sure if it's a manipulative thing, because being my first child, every bump, scrape, bruise he had, I'd be right there going, oh, honey,
yeah.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
In every social situation and play groups, I would be there to fix it for him.
How old is your other child?
I have, my son is 11, and then I have a 5-year-old. And a 2-year-old. I was very infertile and then miraculously became fertile when I didn't expect
so,
to be.
Same dad in all three cases.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what the question is to me at this moment.
The question is to you. I didn't know whether I should have further testing done with him.
All right, what is it that, if you looked at your son right now,
mm-hmm.
and what is it about him that disturbs you?
That he's very weak. And that he doesn't socialize well with other kids.
Okay. What I would say, is he in any clubs or extracurricular activities?
Yes. He is in basketball, and he takes drum lessons.
All right. So how does he play, team players? Any good at basketball?
He's not as aggressive as my husband would like him to be, but he enjoys himself and he's happy playing. But if he doesn't get what he wants, he cries, even in front of the other kids.
Well, this sounds to me more a spoiled child than anything else, to be quite honest.
Yes, he was spoiled, but now he's not, since the other two have come along.
Yeah, but he's still trying. Look, for the first 4 years of his life,
mm-hmm.
all he had to do was pull a tantrum, cry, and he got whatever he wanted.
Exactly.
And it probably worked for at least another year or two after that.
Right.
So what he's sort of saying is, I don't know what else to do about this, so I'll go back to, it's called regression. I'll go back to an earlier form of behavior that worked.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just regressing. Mm-hmm. So I think that the deal is here not to pressure him about basketball, but and presumably other kids are going to be real clear about this isn't an acceptable behavior.
Exactly.
So I think what you need to do as a mom at this moment is say, hey, listen, I know that when you cried before you got a lot of attention. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to figure out a way. You figure out what superhero you want to be.
Uh-huh.
And you get to be that superhero, except you can't be weepy guy.
Uh-huh.
And let's figure out, do you want to be strong? Do you want to be invisible? Do you want to be really smart? Do you want to be really flexible? Let's figure out what superhero you want to be, and let's start giving you a lot of attention and a lot of praise for being that superhero. And let's let weepy guy go.
Uh-huh.
And when you're feeling weepy, instead of being weepy, why don't you become whatever superhero you want to be? And you can write about what your weepy thoughts are, and you can write those down.
Okay.
So you can still talk about those feelings, but you don't have to be weepy guy anymore.
Okay.
Because I think somebody has really missed the diagnosis here. I don't think he's ADHD.
Okay.
I don't think he's Asperger's. I think he's a spoiled kid who got a whole lot of attention, and when things frustrated him, when he didn't get exactly what he wanted, all he had to do was cry, and it worked.
Okay.
And he's still trying to do that. He's still saying, yeah, but it worked before.
Exactly.
And so it can't work anymore. And when he starts crying, his father can't get on his case. You can't say cut it out. You just have to ignore it.
Okay.
Because if the deal is that he figures he can get attention by crying,
right,
you can't give him any attention. And negative attention for a kid works almost as well as positive attention.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to give him positive attention for being whatever superhero he wants to be, and no attention whatsoever, none,
mm-hmm,
for doing the weepy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and look, this is as much parent, sort of parent modification is kids modification. Kids will do whatever works. And under times of stress, we all regress. We all go back to what worked the last time we tried it. So it's going to take a while to obliterate this behavior. And that's why it's much easier to substitute a behavior than it is to just, because in the void, if a kid doesn't know what else to do, whether to be strong or flexible or silly or something else, he's going to do it. To say you have to stop doing this without substituting another behavior is not effective, because when he's stressed, that's all he knows how to do. So you have to give him another behavior to substitute, or it just won't work. And this is worthwhile to remember, not only in kids, but in adults. But if you're trying to obliterate a behavior, you usually have to substitute something else, which is why when people stop smoking, they'll suck a hard candy or something, because they're both oral fixations, and presumably then it's easier to get off sugar in theory. I suppose you could do sugar free than it is to get off nicotine, which is a more addictive kind of drug. So the idea being that what you try to do is obliterate a behavior, but it works best to try and substitute another behavior for it, at least temporarily. And if you're going to substitute, then you want to try substituting a behavior that is more, both more socially acceptable and less addictive. Okay, I mean, it doesn't do any good to trade off, heroin for cocaine or even methadone, which people found out the hard way is just every bit as addictive. It's just legal, or at least the access to it in theory is legal. So, okay, 855-993-7569. Speaking of addictions, I've decided that I've probably become mildly addicted to Playda.com just because my shipment arrived today. And I wasn't around as much last week because I went to visit mom. So this one, I got linguine and crab meat. And they sent, I mean, the nice thing about Plated, other than the fact that it's really fun and you've got everything and all the instructions tell you exactly what to do and all the stuff is there. And so they sent a recipe for shish kebab with peppers. And peppers are one of the few things I really don't eat. But I followed the recipe and the guys downstairs are thrilled with my peppers. You know, I made peppers with basil and oregano and lemon juice, and I just gave it to them because I thought it was fun to cook them. I just wasn't going to eat them because I just don't like peppers. So this one's got a cherry cobbler and tofu and gazpacho. And, I mean, it's like every time I open the box, it's like Christmas, and I've now figured out a way of doing it, so I organize all the food on top of the menu, and I have a place to put the menu. I'm having a great time with it. So there. And the guys downstairs think, do you make this from scratch? I said, yeah, but I get a little help. I mean, it is from scratch, but they send me all the stuff and all the right appropriate stuff. And but I'm I had the burns to prove I'm going to be a much better chef. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you're going to call, do not wait till the last 2 minutes of the program, please, because then I'm going to have to give you a homework assignment, and I know you hate homework assignments over the summer. You're not crazy about them even in the winter, but in the summer, I know. I'm going to get major rebellion. So call before then if you're going to call me. Okay? 855-9-375-69. All right. As we mentioned, today is National Sons and Daughters Day. So you can put up on Facebook a story about your son, your daughter, or your parents. Because in theory, all of us are sons and or daughters, right? I know. Don't do a Caitlyn Jenning story for me. You know, well, you can be both. No. Told you, when Renee Richards was one of the original, I think, Jorgensen. What was her first name? Wasn't Kathleen. Started with a C. I'll think of it in a minute. Christine Jorgensen was the first sort of public sex change, but Renee Richards was a tennis player, and she came through San Francisco and started life, I think, as Ralph Richardson, and then became Renee, and was doing very well playing tennis because, I mean, she was obviously bigger and presumably a bit stronger than a lot of the women she was playing against. And she said, she was, you know, I was going to interview her when I was in San Francisco, and she said, well, we can't mention the sex change. I said, Renee, with all due respect, you're not that great a tennis player. That wasn't really a very fair thing for her to do. I mean, that was why everybody knew her. And you know, I wasn't being pejorative or unpleasant, but it's certainly the thing that, to a certain extent, people were most curious about. One of the things that I have done is not only interview people who did sex changes, and I said I have great respect for them. I think that change is so difficult, and to change something as fundamental and basic as our how we look and our sex, I think it's just extraordinarily brave and takes great courage. But I've also interviewed parents because I was just interested in and siblings about how that works for them. And I think parents, perhaps more than siblings, you know, there's always the sibling rivalry. And if you've got three siblings, one is probably going to be incredibly supportive, one is going to be incredibly judgmental, and the other was going to say, oh, I didn't know they had a sex change operation, right? So, but parents, and it's really interesting because there's obviously not a single response because there are different ways of parenting and whatever. So it's an interesting phenomenon. 855-993-7569. Denise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good morning.
Hi, Denise.
I called you a few months ago, I think it was. I don't know whether you'll remember or not, but it was about my brother who's 65 years old. He's addicted to prescription drugs. My younger sister took him down to live with her in California.
Mm-hmm.
And you had told us to, he wanted to come home, back to Washington. And you told us to ask him how we could help him accomplish what he wants to do.
Right.
So he said he wanted to go home. He said he did want to come home. But
where does home mean to him at this moment?
Washington State.
Okay.
And
now, who's there?
Just me. I'm his older sister.
Okay.
He can't come live with me because
okay. He
burned all the bridges with me with his prescription drugs and everything that's created.
Does he have a job?
He has no job. He's been on basically disability all of his life. He supposedly had an accident when he was a teenager that caused him to have bad neck pain.
Okay.
And started taking drugs, prescription,
mm-hmm.
legitimately then, and it's just gotten worse and worse and worse.
What's the highest level of education he completed?
High school.
And he's never had a job, and he's on, what, painkiller? Has he ever been to a pain clinic?
Yes, he has.
why are you... Tell me the joke here. What am I missing?
They wouldn't treat him anymore because he kept trying...
He kept using drugs. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And they said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to play that game anymore with him. And so they cut him loose.
How long ago was that?
That's been a few months ago.
Okay, so it's been recent.
Yeah.
Was that his first experience with a pain clinic?
No, he had a pain clinic when he was in Washington, and he, I'm so nervous here.
That's okay. You're doing fine.
He got his pain medications here in Washington. I don't know what he was doing. He was living by himself in our mother's house. Our mother passed away. She basically mm-hmm. lived his life for him. So he's had people living his life for him all his life.
Yeah, sounds like. Where is he getting the drugs? Who's giving him the drugs?
A regular doctor.
Wow. Well, I mean, one of the possibilities, and we go on, is to send a letter or have your family lawyer send him a lawyer saying this is a problem. Because that'll put the fear of God into the doctor who's, you know, I don't know what his rationalization is. I mean, it sounds like your brother goes in and complains of pain.
Oh, horrible.
And the doctor,
pain.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the thing is, my sister had been distributing his pain medication for him. And he was doing so good. He had gained weight. The reason she took him to live with him is that he had overdosed so bad that we found him unconscious in the bathtub, fully clothed, and had to take him to the hospital.
Was that in California or in Washington?
He was in Washington, and that was it. That was called no more. I have had it with him, so I just said, whatever you want to do, do it. And if you end up killing yourself, so be it, because I'm not going to have my life ruined by you anymore.
And how long ago was that?
That's been about 4 years ago.
Okay, so as a result, he went to live with your sister and did fairly well there. So what happened? Why did that bounce?
So she decided he was doing so good that that she would turn the medication back over to him.
Bad idea.
And I know. It was. It was horrible. She regrets.
Yeah.
We all regret it. But now he wants to continue keeping control of the medication. His latest thing now is he wanted to go home, and when I had called you, you said just to have my sister and myself agree fully and say, what can we do to help you accomplish what you want? And he, as you said, I don't know.
Yeah.
He has basically no income except my mother had left him a couple of houses, so he's got some income from that. And he doesn't want to sell the houses, which he needs to do, but he won't turn over custody or let us do anything with the houses. So he basically is stuck in California. So what he has now been doing, I just came back from visiting there. He hasn't come out of his, you need to go to a break?
Yes. Good. Denise, you're wonderful. You can be my new program director. All right, so pick up the story when he's in California and not selling the houses. Pick up the story there. Well, you did a great job of helping me with the cue. And I'll be back to you in just a moment. Manny, your job is in jeopardy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're talking with the incredibly careful Denise. Bless your little pea-picking heart. Okay, so so we have a brother who is more than a little dependent, more than a little manipulative. He's in California, so you were about to fill me in on the next step. Go ahead and fill in.
Okay, so we were just down in California the last 5 days for a wedding, which was my sister's little boy that he has just adored all his life. He decided that he was too weak and too much in pain to go to the wedding. So I didn't argue with him. I just said, fine, that's it.
Okay.
He keeps his room continuously. He has blackout shades on the wall, on the windows. He watches TV and reads. That is his life. He comes out, has been just drinking Coke and Coca-Cola and soda drink and coffee. He has not been eating. He is skin and bones. He is so weak he can hardly walk. So what my thought is, okay, since I can't escape this whole mess, and because he keeps saying he wants to die all the time. He wants to die. But you told me that if he really wanted to die, he'd have done it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he certainly sounds depressed.
Very depressed. And he had been on antidepressants.
Yeah.
And he was doing so good. And then all of this thing came up with him overdosing again as soon as he took over his medication.
So why did your sister do this? Do we know?
She was the little sister. He was
the big brother. Yeah,
big brother that she just idolized. She thought she could take him back home with her and fix him. And
well, she did great. She did great. But if something's working, and you know, look, it wasn't even a bad sort of experiment to sort of say, okay, take this over. But it clearly didn't work. So. I mean, either she can take them back. Is he willing to let her take them back over or not?
No.
All right. So what's your question to me at this moment, Sugar?
I don't know. I'm so emotionally torn.
Well, tell me your options as you see them at this moment.
Do you think he's trying to kill himself by just starving himself to death?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, we know he's depressed. We know addiction isn't a whole lot of fun. We know that he feels he's a screw-up. I mean, basically, how old is he at this moment?
65.
Yeah. I mean, what does he have to show for his life? Essentially nothing.
Nothing.
Is he good at anything? I mean,
he's a fabulous singer. I tried to get him in, like, with a barbershop quartet or something like that. Just something to have a life. All he has is his dark room, his doctor's appointments, maybe a haircut, and that's it. And that's all he wants to do.
Well, that's not completely true, because we know what convinced him. Was it the overdose that convinced him to go and let your sister monitor his meds?
He didn't have any choice. She just did it. He was so out of it that she just went. We all went and just cleared his house out. Rented it, and she piled him into their car, and off we went with his few possessions and him. And she said she was going to take care of him, and he had agreed to that. He was not very coherent, but she said, what choice do you have? You can't live by yourself because you'll be dead.
I think that the mistake here, and granted, he's manipulative as hell. I mean, let's face that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But basically, all drug addicts are. They are. I mean, it's how they survive. So I mean, look at this moment. I might have you and your sister sit down with him, and I know it would have been a little more convenient last weekend when you were there and for a wedding. But however you can do it, I suppose one of you could be on the phone. But I think this is probably going to be more effective face to face and say, look, here's the issues. We're right back where we were. So the next issue is your overdose, you know, and I guess we respond to your overdose the same way we did this way, which is, you know, one of us will, or your sister will take you in, we'll monitor your meds again, and we're going to be right back in this. But aren't you getting a little bored with this? I mean, because one of these times when you overdose, you're actually going to kill yourself. And he's going to say, well, so, you know, that's the point. And you could say, okay, you know, let's accept that. But aren't you getting a little bored with this? That one of the options here is rather than waiting, you know, could we cut out the middleman? Could we cut out the overdose? And rather than waiting until you've almost killed yourself, and one of these times you're probably going to kill yourself just because you're getting more practice at it. So what if we sort of cut out the middleman and at least for the next month, let's try it for a month, that you go back to sister's house, that she monitors your med, and that you get involved in a church choir. I know something. I mean, it doesn't have to be a church choir, but something that focuses on what his real skill is. That that he volunteers at an that he sings at an old folk housing. We used to call them old folks home. The older we get, I think we don't call them old folks home anymore. Or that a prison. Or I mean, I, as a kid, I was a serviceable second soprano. We went to housing for the elderly. We went to hospitals. We went to prisons. And it was really fun. And presumably he's got a much better voice than I do, and get that organized. So I would sit down with you and your sister and your brother and say, all right, look, can we cut out the middle, the crap in the middle, which is the overdose? Because sooner or later you're going to end up dead. And we love you, and wouldn't it be better to sort of cut it out for a month? Let's try this experiment. It only has to be a month, and if you want to, you can move back in and feel sorry for yourself and overdose or whatever you're going to do. But for a month, assuming your sister's willing to go along with this, go back. She monitors your meds, and you get involved in some group that where you're singing and you're going to housing for the elderly, or you're going to the VA hospital, or you're going to homeless shelters, or you're going someplace where you're sharing your gift with other people. And he's either going to say yes or no. And if he says yes, dun, 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 we're solved. If he says no, at least you've planted the idea and you can go and revisit it. And I would make it a very limited kind of thing for a month, with the idea being that we extend it for a month. But understand, you and your sister, you're being as manipulative as he's learned to be, but you can't let him go back to monitoring his own meds, period. But the idea, if he thinks it's going to be the rest of his life, he's not going to do it. If he thinks it's only a month and it's an experiment, and you can reward him for something that, you could say, and in exchange for which will, and I don't know what kind of reward. Can you think of a reward that might be an appropriate bribe?
No.
Well, let's think of one. Let's see if we can't, you and I can't think of one.
Taking too much time, Dr. Joy.
Pardon?
Am I taking too much
time? No, it's okay. I'll worry about the time. You were really good at figuring out when the breaks came, but I can do the rest. It's all right.
Okay, so just suggest.
It's a bribe. I mean, it may be that you get him cable TV for the month so he can watch movies, because we already know he likes movies. Maybe you get him what else? Does he bowl? Does he do any physical stuff at all?
Nothing. And Dr. Joy, when he was stable, before my sister turned the medication over to him,
yeah,
which was, I mean, we know it was a mistake.
Yeah.
He was really, I mean, really good. He had gained weight. He was active.
No, I got that. I got that. So we know that. But what did he do during that time? Anything that was obvious?
Same thing. In his room, reading books, watching TV.
Well, but look, he may be, whatever else he is, he's still depressed. So he should probably be in therapy, and the therapist isn't going to take him as long as he's drug addicted. It might be helpful if you can figure out a way to dry up his drug, because here's what's going to happen. One of three things is going to happen. Either he's going to respond to this, and you probably do need a bribe, and you can ask him, what would it take to have you do it for a month? And I would not do it for more than a month, because he won't go along with it. But and then you could just extend for a month, because we know he's going to be better. That you get him involved in some kind of singing, but also ask him what kind of bribe he wants, whether it's that he goes to Mickey D's on Fridays, or that you bake blueberry pies, or that that he gets a subscription to Lego. I mean, I don't know, but offer him some stuff, and he very likely, because he's manipulative, will come up with something. Or if he doesn't, that's okay too. But we're at least putting on the table that we understand this is difficult for you, and we're willing to help you over the hump by offering you a bribe. So one of three things is going to happen. Either if you can stop the drugs, if you can get his doctor, and I would have a lawyer send a letter to the doctor saying, we're concerned about this patient and his access to drugs. And that very well may stop it in its tracks, because some doctor is not being very responsible. And doctors, they don't know, and they're just renewing prescriptions. But doctors, he's essentially being his drug dealer. And so if we can drop the source of his drugs, that may trip the handle. The second is you and your sister offering it for a month and getting him back stabilized may work. And the third is nothing's going to happen. He's probably going to overdose again, and hopefully you'll be there in time. May put you on hold and make sure that we've gone through all the options and answered all the questions. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, And we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you enjoying Dr. Joy Brown? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Dr. Joy Brown has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/docjoy. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/docjoy. That's gcnlive.com/docjoy.
It's been July with Rich Dentovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Denise, who's got an issue that is certainly not uncommon, but it doesn't make it any easier, which is she's got a family member who is got some serious problems and basically has been drug addicted since he was 12, or since he was a teenager, finished high school, very bright, but essentially has not been functional essentially for the last almost 50 years. And that's a long time to not be functional. He was doing okay after an overdose with a sister who monitored his medication, and then in a moment of understandable sort of decision-making, even though it turns out to be a disaster, sort of let him take over his meds again, which obviously can't happen again. So, all right, so I just wanted to give you some time to, you know, as I said, I think the three options are, and I would certainly not ignore having the family lawyer send a question to the physician saying, we need to look at the records about this. Because that'll scare the living daylight out of the doctor of saying, oh my goodness, maybe this is malpractice. And because one of two things, the doctor will do presumably one of two things. Either he will respond with some kind of rationale that actually makes some sense to you and to a lawyer, or he'll stop doing it under fear of you know, whether it's really a justifiable kind of thing. And if the source of his medications dries up, the problem, to a certain extent, is going to be a much more manageable one because he's just not going to have access. So he's either going to have to go through a pain clinic or go through detox, and so it's going to be a whole different ballgame. So that, you know, I wouldn't overlook it because it's an easy, straightforward kind of thing to do. And if you have a family lawyer, if you have a family friend, all you have to do is send it on letterhead saying, "Listen, we'd like to see the medical records." Okay, and go ahead.
Okay, so is there, since he has limited funds, or basically no funds, other than the rental income, is there a detox, he's on Medicaid?
Oh, yeah, sure. They're state-run detox programs, yeah. Yeah. And you may want to investigate some of those. Yeah. And the pain clinic he went to will know about them. You can call up... just Google detox, you know, state-run detox centers. The detox centers that are state-run, that are not private, and, of course, the rental income counts, but the detox centers that are state-run have a longer waiting list. But, at this moment, the waiting list is the least of your problems.
Right.
But I think there's no problem with finding them out and maybe even putting his name on the list. So when this actually happens, so yeah, I mean, you know, he can be detoxed at the local hospital, but and he does have insurance. So the
what
same
about pain though. What about he claims he's got this horrible pain?
Well, but that's why pain clinics were invented to sort of help people deal with their pain and non prescription drugs, or at least less prescription drugs kind of thing. Because the problem about pain medication is that you'll develop a tolerance to it. So it's not only addictive, but you develop a tolerance, so you need more and more. And that's why pain clinics were invented, of saying, first of all, you know, it's really interesting dealing with pain. And again, I'm not saying that this is a generic thing, but there is, I mean, I've also worked at pain clinics, that I was with my mom this weekend, and as long as she was doing something she liked to do, we never heard about pain. She was doing a puzzle. She was eating. And when I said, "Mom, let's go take a walk." "Oh, honey, I ache so bad. I just need to." I said, "No, Mom, you're not going to lie down. All we're going to do is we're going to walk to the end of the sidewalk. That's all we're going to do, over and back." "Oh, but I hurt something." "It's okay, Mom. You know, I'm not here very often. Indulge me." "Oh, but I hurt." "Mom, we're going to do it." So we get out there, and I have to sit down. "Great, Mom, here, sit down. I'll go get you some puzzles to do. I'll get you some lemonade." And she sits out and is perfectly happy and content for 2.5 hours outside. First time she's been outside probably ever.
Yeah.
And the next day, same thing, took a little less long, of, "Mom, oh, I hurt. My arms hurt so bad. You can't understand." "It's okay, Mom." And, of course, when we're out there, there's no pain whatsoever. And I've had the experience with her before. I took her to a spa that was connected. It was Turning Stone. It's connected with a casino. "Mom, let's go to the gym." "Oh, no, I hurt so bad, I can't." "Okay, Mom, let's go to the casino." "Okay." And she's in a casino walking around on the cement floor for 6 hours playing slot machines. So if your brother's doing something that engages him, and I'm not saying that my mom doesn't have some real pain. I'm not saying your brother doesn't have some real pain. But it's one of those things, and all of us have had kind of a mini experience of it, where you got a headache, you go into a movie that absolutely entrances you. You have a headache going in. You have a headache coming out sometimes. But when you're watching the movie, there's no headache because you're focused. And we know that pain, among other things, there are two theories of pain. One is that it's a gating mechanism. So if you're filling your nerve endings with other data, you're not the pain just isn't noticeable. And so that's part of what I deal with my mom. That's part of what your brother, I mean, he's got nothing else going on in his life. So, of course, he's sitting around and feeling in pain. And so the point is that pain can be managed in all sorts of ways. And what a pain clinic does, among other things, is makes you self-monitoring. And it says, okay, when you get up in the morning, understand that pain is not monolithic. Some days you're going to wake up and your pain is on a scale of zero, no pain, to 10 being intolerable. It's going to be a 7. The next day it may be a 4. You don't treat your pain the same when it's a 7 and a 4. When it's a 4, you push your life, you do all these things. When it's a 7, you figure out what you can do and what you can't do, and maybe you can't do it for as long, but you do something. So instead of pain being something that runs your life, you begin to be an observer of your own pain, and it changes everything. And that's what basically what a pain clinic does. It doesn't say we take away your pain, because by definition, anybody at a pain clinic has gone through medication, has gone through surgery, has gone through all sorts of things, and they still feel some pain. So the issue of a pain clinic is not how do we take away your pain. The issue of a pain clinic, the mission statement, is how do we let you live your life not pain-free, but not pain-controlled. And your brother's never learned to do that, except when your sister was in charge, that he would, because asking somebody else for medication is different than taking it yourself, he had to evaluate, you know, what he should wait a half hour. And if he had something to do other than sitting in his blacked out room watching television, my guess is that his pain would be more manageable. But that's, you're not going to be able to convince him of that. Your sister's not going to be able to, but a pain clinic probably can. And he's going to be around other people who are going to be, because everybody there has pain, and a good group leader will not let it be competitive pain. They will learn rules about how to live your life in spite of the pain, as opposed to just being steamrolled by the pain. So the point is, if you can stop the flow of drugs, that's a possibility. If you can bribe him or convince him that for a month you'll give him whatever he wants for a month to let your sister go back and be in charge of his meds, or a healthcare worker, anybody but himself. Or third, you're going to have to wait till he overdoses again and hope that that he doesn't actually kill himself, and then we go back to sister monitoring the pain. But I think I would try the bribe and the doctor as opposed to waiting for the overdose. Alrighty?
Your explanation of the pain control was absolutely wonderful. You can't believe what a burden it just lifted off my shoulders.
Great. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.